Now, with tomatoes and other fresh produce, J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama is ready to serve you. Located at 30 County Road 260, Coleman, Alabama, you can go to their website at jcalvertfarms.com and follow them on Facebook and Instagram at J. Calvert Farms. Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farms in Coleman, Alabama. Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore, Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. With locations in Tuscumbia, Florence, Muscle Shoals, Russellville, Killen, Madison, and Athens, Singing River Dentistry provides the most advanced dental care, including same-day crowns and implants, in a compassionate and friendly atmosphere. They excel in educating their patients and themselves about the benefits of keeping a healthy smile for a lifetime. The care of their patients is the center of their practice. They value their patients' time, trust, and total health. For more information about their practice or to request an appointment, go to SingingRiverDentistry.com. Need the perfect fit? Whether it's hemming pants, altering a wedding gown, or giving your favorite outfit a brand new look, Coronation Tailoring and Alterations has you covered. We're your local experts in custom tailoring right here on Highway 72 next to 306 Barbecue in Athens, Alabama. Stop by today or call 256-444-0077 to schedule your fitting. That's Coronation Tailoring and Alterations, where your style is always in good hands.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. Today, I'm joined by Nancy Becker, the founder of Invisible Warriors, an organization dedicated to supporting women who face battles many of us can't see, like chronic illness, trauma, PTSD, and invisible disabilities. Nancy has taken her own journey with health challenges and turned it into a mission to help others find hope, healing, and community. I'm honored to have Nancy with us today. Welcome to The Mark White Show, Nancy Becker.
Thank you very much, sir.
Nancy, can you share your personal journey and what led you to start Invisible Warriors?
I was a business consultant for 35 years in Washington, D.C., where I met my husband, who was in the Marine Corps. We moved back to Michigan to take care of my parents, and then I was in a very, very bad car accident, a hit and run, which put me into a wheelchair. And I spent a year and a half in a bed, not being able to get up, not being able to walk, and just wanting to die. And one morning I woke up and realized that I wasn't dying from this, even though it was a life-altering situation. It wasn't a life-ending situation, and that I needed to actually get out there and support others who may be worse off than I was or felt worse than I did, who were just about ready to end everything, and to show them that there was hope. There was the ability to continue to thrive even though they had situations that were not ideal. And we originally started the nonprofit working with women with chronic illnesses, and then realized how much women veterans needed the services. And we changed things and morphed it into working specifically with these women. Again, started out looking at the women with PTS and military sexual trauma, and a lot of women veterans were coming to me and saying, well, I don't really have that, but I just feel worthless. I feel helpless. I feel hopeless. I don't know what to do now that I've transitioned out of the service, and I'm not having a thriving life. What can you do for me? And from that, we've rolled everything into the Huntsville Military Women Community Center, where women can come for support, they can come for resources, they can come for a cup of coffee or a cup of tea and just sit and talk. And it's a wonderful, wonderful thing that nobody else is doing.
You mentioned your own health battles and the invisible pain that goes along with that. What has that taught you about resilience and perspective?
Keep going. I would love to just be able to stay in bed for the rest of my life, but I'm not going to get anything accomplished that way, and I'm not helping anybody else that way. And so here I am. We had problems getting my wheelchair loaded onto the truck this morning, but I am here. And as long as you can keep going, you're always going to feel better in the long run. You know, don't let yourself just sit there and feel sorry for yourself. Get out there and support others. The most important thing to me is seeing somebody else smile because they've had something good happen to them.
That's excellent. For those who are unfamiliar with Invisible Warriors, who all does it serve?
The moment, we serve both active duty and prior duty military women. But of course, that also includes their families extended. You know, while the women are the ones that we're serving, say a woman can't get to a VA appointment because she's got three littles, we find her somebody to take care of those children for her so she can go to the VA. If she and her husband are having issues, we can get her therapy with somebody that we partner with. So while it's the women specifically that we focus on, there's an extended family out there within the community. You know, it could just be the next door neighbor. It could be family. It could be church members. It could be, you know, a large assortment of people through the ripple effect of supporting those women.
What are the biggest misconceptions about those living with invisible conditions?
There's nothing wrong with you. You know, you're making it up. I went to the doctors one day because I had COVID and I couldn't breathe. And the doctor asked me why I was in a wheelchair. And I told him I had complex regional pain syndrome. He looked at me, he looked at the nurse, he looked back at me and he says, "You're lying. You're making it up. I've never heard of that." Oftentimes women will, you know, go to the doctors and the doctor will say, "Oh, just go lose weight. You'll be fine if you just lose weight." Different things like that. For the women veterans in particular, a lot of the invisible battles may not be health. It's PTS or it's the MST, the military sexual trauma, but it could be just the fact that they can't get out of their houses. They've had so much trauma years ago that they can't, the shame and the stigma is causing them to not be able to even look at anybody. And so they stay at home locked in their houses.
Can you tell us more about some of the programs and resources that are offered through Invisible Warriors?
Sure. A lot of what we do is, especially through our new community center, is Tonight, for instance, we are having a veteran yoga class so women veterans can come and meet with other women veterans and talk and exercise and just get out and be a part of another community. We're having our grand opening tomorrow, which I'm really excited about, but we have weekly meetups where the women just come and talk, and we have monthly meetups where we have specialists. In September, we're having a group from the VA in Birmingham come and talk to us about recognizing when someone is on the verge of suicide and how to prevent that. We have an online portal, which is available 24/7, where women can go in and ask questions and get support from other women. We have a prayer group that's going to be meeting there. We have different meetings with different organizations. A lot of times a woman transitioning out of the service doesn't know how to write a resume so that it correlates to the language of the open, you know, they're no longer military, they're in the non-military community, but the acronyms and all of the things that they've done during their time in the service don't translate. So they'll put in a resume. They may be perfect for the job, but they'll put in a resume and the company says, I don't know what this is. I'm not hiring them. So we have resume writing programs where they actually learn how to write their resume in language that works with the civil companies. We have a clothing closet where I've now got my resume, I've got a job interview, but I can't go because I don't have anything to wear. We have clothes that they can get so that they look better to go to their different different interviews. We're finding ways to help these women find homes if they're homeless. We're connecting them to various organizations that provide food so that if they and their kids are hungry, they know someplace to go. There's a lot of these services around in our community, but it can be overwhelming. And these women go, I don't know where to go, so I'm just not going to do anything. So we actually create the ability to put them together with what they need and get them the services they need.
In line with what you shared, including about the resumes, how do you see Invisible Warriors making a difference in the lives of women veterans and others you support?
It's helping them to thrive. I say this all the time. We can sit there, we can feel sorry for ourselves, we can do nothing, we can have miserable lives, or we can take what we're given and turn that into a thriving social and health existence where they actually are able to have wonderful lives again. A lot of times these women have their lives wrapped around the military, and when they get out, they don't know what to do, and so they're lost. And so by creating this environment, every day is a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all pull up the covers.
Right now, folks, we're talking to Nancy Becker, the founder of Invisible Warriors, an organization dedicated to supporting women who face battles, many of us therapy, and an array of chronic illness, trauma, PTSD, and invisible disabilities. I hope you'll stick with us as we continue with Nancy on the other side. Visit us at you are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhome. Hydration Lounge, located in Athens, Alabama, now offers medical weight loss consultations. We discuss nutrition, diet, and lifestyle, as well as prescription medication. Visit us at HydrationL.com for more information.
This is William Lee Golden with the Oak Ridge Boys. I want to invite you to join Mark White on the Mark White Show and find out how to be encouraged in life, regardless of who you are.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. It's my pleasure to have Nancy Becker, the founder of Invisible Warriors, with us right now. Welcome back to the show, Nancy.
Thank you very much. I'm having a great time.
Thank you. I appreciate you being here today on the Mark White Show. Is there a particular story of someone impacted by this organization that has stayed with you or stuck with you?
We're just getting started. So I have a lot of stories of the women that are looking for support. But the stories of help are few and far between because our grand opening is not until tomorrow. Yeah. So, but with the women that we have been working with for the last year, they are now getting out. They're traveling. They're doing things. They're being supported. They're able to. One woman has gotten a job because she was actually able to figure out a resume. And so it's just the very beginning. And I just see a wonderful future for both the organization and for the women we support.
What role does community play in the healing process for those who feel unseen?
Absolutely vital. Community is the only way these women are actually going to be able to thrive. They can understand what's going on, but if community doesn't support them, community looks down on them, community says to them, oh, come on, you're just being a wuss, you're just, you know, being hysterical, things like that that happen all the time, they're not going to advance. They're not going to feel supported and feel like they're a part of the community. But when the community understands that, yes, women are veterans, yes, they have fought, yes, they have been a part of the whole military society, that makes them feel better. An example of that is we recently had a woman who parked in a military spot at Home Depot, and some man comes running out and starts pounding on her truck, yelling at her for parking in this parking spot when she's taking it away from someone who truly deserved it. She got out. She said, would you like to see my DD-214? And for those of you who don't know what that is, that's your what you get when you leave the military on a good basis. You know, so it says, yes, you were in the military. Yes, you were good at what you were doing. You know, I have problems with words because of my disability, so excuse me if I stumble over words, but the DD-214 is basically your way out of the service, saying that you did what you were supposed to do. And so she showed it to him, and he said, oh, okay, sorry, I didn't mean anything by it. I just wanted somebody who really deserved to park here, parking here. that left her afraid. It left her not wanting to go back to Home Depot ever again because she was afraid she was going to get yelled at again. It left her thinking, again, well, I'm just not worthy. I'm not, you know, I didn't go overseas and fight. I was here the whole time. I'm just going to go home. So the community is really, really an important part of the health and welfare of these women.
How can families, friends, and employers be better allies to those living with invisible struggles, Nancy?
Really good question. Again, it goes back to the support. It goes back to the understanding that, yes, I am valuable. It goes so much deeper than just I'm a veteran. It goes into I'm a worthy veteran. It goes into I have done something to support my country. I have given of myself. I could have given of my life. There's so much that I have done that you're not realizing, you know, and I may struggle with those things. So give me a little patience. Give me a little grace. Make sure that you understand that today may be a bad day for me. I may be remembering something that's happened that has caused me PTSD. I have an issue with driving on 565. We were in a, not military related, but we were driving on 565 and had an accident. Not our fault. I can't, especially when it's raining, I cannot drive on 565. My husband understands that and takes me on other roads. It can be something that simple, but it can also be very profound.
You are creating a safe space for women to connect and share through Invisible Warriors. Why do you believe that's so powerful?
They need someplace to go. They need somebody to talk to. They need somebody who's been there, done that, understands them, and is willing to support them. And that's what this is all about.
What goals do you have for Invisible Warriors in the next few years?
It's a question I get all the time. Within 5 years, I want to be fully funded. I want to have other locations in the state of Alabama, and I want to be helping 5,000 women.
And getting this organization off the ground, what has been the most difficult part?
There are three, and it's cyclical. We need the women. We need funding to provide the support services for the women, and we need volunteers because my organization is national, although we are focused on the Huntsville area, but my board and my volunteers are all over the country. I am literally the only one here in this part of Alabama that's doing any work. So we need volunteers, and you can't do any of this without the three of them. So I need the community to back us by letting women, any woman veteran you know that she has a place she can go. Anyone you know that is philanthropic in nature that would like to support us financially, I need that. And I need people to stand up and say, hey, give me flyers to take around. Hey, let me help you set up this retreat you're doing in a month. Hey, let me, you know, do a GoFundMe for you. Those are all really, really important.
How do you see the role of media, storytelling, and platforms like this to raise awareness?
Without it, it's impossible. I've been working on this for 3 years, and I am just now starting to get the teeny tiniest little bit of media support. And without that, it doesn't go anywhere. You know, so I really need people to understand that this is an important, and it's very difficult because I love dogs, I love kids, but if you see media that shows, you know, the kids at St. Jude's or puppies that are going chained in the cold and all of that, and then you see a woman veteran that just needs a pat on the back, who are you going to choose? So we've got the issues of making people understand that it is invisible and it needs to be visible. And that's where the media comes in, is to help us tell our stories.
For someone listening right now who feels unseen or unheard, what's the message you would share with them today?
Give us a call. Come to the center. It's open doors. We would love to sit with you, listen to you, talk with you, share a cup of... I personally drink tea, so I'd love to sit and have a cup of tea with you and just be there for you. 90% of the time, the women only need someone to listen to them. So if you want to have a feeling of hope and that you're being heard, come to the center.
And the website, invisiblewarriors.org?
Yes, that's correct.
Again, we'd like to thank Nancy Becker with Invisible Warriors for shining a light on the strength and resilience of women living with hidden disabilities. Stories like these remind us of the power of courage and community. Coming up next, we turn to another story of hope and healing right here in North Alabama as Kids to Love celebrates the ribbon cutting of the new Smith Family Wellness Center in Madison. I hope you'll stick with us as Lee Marshall will be joining me from Kids to Love. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White. Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
When you need it, Greens has it. At Greens Dependable Hardware in Russellville, Alabama, we've been helping our neighbors get the job done for over 75 years. From tools and paint to plumbing and lawn care, we've got the brands you trust and the service you deserve. Our knowledgeable staff is always ready to help you find exactly what you need and with a smile. Stop by Greens Dependable Hardware on Highway 43 in Russellville or call 256-331-0123. Greens Dependable Hardware, the name says it all.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
Since 1943, Athens Bible School has endeavored to provide quality education in a Christian environment and to equip young people with the tools to be successful. ABS is accredited by Cognia and a member of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. With the Bible at the foundation, with all of our curriculum from pre-K to 12, ABS has something unique to offer. Find out more information at athensbible.com.
Demo the kitchen. Go tour the Dream College. We can help you get to those moments that matter.
Contact Brad Wallace, your Edward Jones financial advisor, on Hughes Road in Madison, Alabama. Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Member SIPC.
Right now, I'm at Kids to Love with Lee Marshall. Another interview, another special day. Today is Lee Marshall's birthday, so happy birthday, Lee.
Thanks, Mark.
What does today's ribbon cutting mean for Kids to Love and the families that you serve?
This really is a monumental day. I know our organization gets to serve kids in a lot of different ways, but today we're cutting the ribbon on our new trauma therapy center, and this is something that has been more than 20 years in the making of us seeing our kids suffering from trauma, knowing that mental health was an issue, not really being equipped to meet that need. And then as we continued to serve, we just saw the need get bigger. And about, I'd say 8-9 years ago, we really started digging in, trying to find out where do we go to learn how to treat trauma, because trauma is just the core of what our kids deal with. And what I found was there was nobody doing trauma really anywhere. I finally found in 2018 two ladies out of England that for the first time they were talking about what we were seeing, and they were the first ones that actually had put words to the challenges that we were experiencing. So I connected with them. They were a great guiding light. And then we just started picking up different trauma modalities. We would travel. We would, during COVID, we really leaned in, did a lot of training on Zoom. And so now we are up to 12 trauma modalities that we offer here. But what is the game changer is that's more trauma modalities than any trauma center in the country. So not only are we doing it with excellence to serve our kids and our community, and not just our kids, but everybody in the community that needs the support, but we want to be the teaching facility so others can come to us and learn from us of how to take it back and do it well in their community. So it really is a game changer, I think, in mental health nationwide for what we're getting to do and launching here tonight.
With 357 clients through TraumaCare, how do you see those numbers growing through this new facility?
I think it's just going to explode. We started doing trauma therapy in 2023, and we started doing it in space in our Kids to Love Center. We quickly outgrew that. Last summer, we launched an annex, so that we added then six therapy suites, and we were stepping all over each other there until we could get into this new space. Mm-hmm. This new space has 15 therapy rooms. So we are moving in intentionally, not at capacity, but we are looking to hire more therapists and grow our team. We've really spent the last year and a half leaning in, getting the systems in place, the record systems in place, all of the what I would call the backdoor business side of serving. So when we came here, we were ready to not just continue to serve, but to launch to serve bigger. And so, you know, we got job postings now, looking for additional therapists to join our team so we can continue to just expand our services.
And to continue the idea of excellence, what do you look for in those therapists, those people who are actually going to interact with the kids and beyond?
For us, credentials are a big part of it. Most of our therapy team, most have master's degrees. A lot of them are masters of social work. A lot of them are licensed independent social workers. So that's that's even 200 plus hours above their master's degree. Licensed clinical therapist. So what we're bringing here is top tier staff. The students that come and learn from us on this clinical side, I don't take any bachelors. I only have master level interns on this side. We support bachelor's level through foster care and, you know, other other outreach efforts that we do here at Kids to Love. But this is very focused on, we want our kids and families to have the best. And that is a standard and an education that is setting that precedent. So when people come to us, they know that they're getting someone that is highly trained, highly credentialed, and highly able to help them navigate this healing journey.
The names along the wall, the names of different parts of this building, it took a lot of people to make this happen.
Yeah.
And I want to add in, where does the community fit to help in this effort to move it forward, other people who might have interest in supporting Kids to Love?
We still have a ton of opportunities to sponsor. This 18,000 square foot building cost us over $4 million to build. We have had so many generous donors step forward: Linda Smith, Brad and Stacy Hill, Hank Eisenberg, Matt and Courtney Curtis. They've really given foundational donations to get the walls up. What I'm going to challenge the crowd later is, you got me to the dance, but don't leave me here. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, for us to serve in excellence and nonprofit, because so many of our children that we serve are on Medicaid. Medicaid's reimbursement is minimal. but we're still going to serve those children. The other thing is there are a lot of people in our community that just need the mental health, and we need to scholarship them. And so being able to have resources available so we can scholarship mental health, we don't want money to ever be a barrier for someone to come and get treatment. We are licensed through the Department of Mental Health, so there's a referral process there that if we get a referral from judges or psychiatrists across the state, we cannot refuse that. And so, if there's a financial hardship for that person, we don't want that to be a hardship for them to get, training and, for them to come and get the therapy they need. Mm-hmm. So, we're a nonprofit. This is under the Kids to Love umbrella. So it's just one of the biggest, I'd say, most visible outreaches that we've ever done.
And what are the most urgent needs that you see among the children and families that you serve?
I think for us, it's adding more therapists and keeping that wait list at a minimum. That's something I'm very proud of. We keep our wait list at a real small level. So I'm real excited about that. And that's just got to be able to continue.
And what's the message that you want this ribbon cutting to send to families in need right now across our area?
If you have children or families that are struggling with trauma, don't suffer in silence. Go to hopefortrauma.org. When you go to that website, you can fill out the form there, and our team will reach out to you and we'll get you in for an assessment and we'll get you rolling with therapy. So don't suffer in silence. We don't have to anymore.
Thank you, Lee Marshall. Kids to Love, great effort today. Ribbon cutting, again, happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Thanks, Mark. Thanks for being here.
These are my kind of people.